என் தாயும் எனக்கு அருள் தந்தையும் நீ, சிந்தா குலமானவை தீர்த்து எனையாள், கந்தா கதிர்வேலவனே உமையாள், மைந்தா குமரா மறைநாயகனே. ஹாய் அபூர்வா, டுடேஸ் வேர்ஸ் இஸ் அபவுட் தி அல்டிமேட் சேஃப்டி நெட். In this world, we have our mothers and fathers, but there comes a point where even they can't solve our deepest internal problems. That's when Arunagirinathar turns to Muruga.
I see. Every human relationship has its limits. How does he redefine his relationship with Muruga here?
He starts with, Entayum yenakku arul tandayum ni. You are my mother and you are the grace-giving father. He's saying that the unconditional love of a mother and the protective wisdom of a father are both found in one place, Muruga.
That's a beautiful thought. But then he mentions something called Chintakulam. What does that mean? It sounds heavy.
Chinta means the mind and Akulam means distress or agitation. Chintakulam anavai teerthu enaiyaal. He's asking Muruga to root out all the anxieties and mental turbulence and take full charge of his life. It's like saying, I'm handing over the steering wheel of my mind to you.
So it's about mental peace? And then he lists a bunch of names at the end. Is there a specific reason for that?
Yes. Kanda, Kadirvelavane, Umayal Mainda, Kumara, Marainayagane. These aren't just labels. He's calling upon the warrior Kanda, the light Kadirvelavan, the son of the divine mother Umayal Mainda, the youthful one Kumara, and the master of the Vedas Marainayagan. He's reminding himself of all the different powers Muruga has to help him.
It's like saying, even though you're the master of the universe, Marainayagan, for me you're just my mom and dad who will fix my worries.
Exactly. That's the secret of Anubhuti. It's not about seeing God as a distant judge, but as an intimate family member who cares about your mental peace. Here is the takeaway. 1. Total surrender. The highest relationship we can have is with the divine. While human bonds are beautiful, only the divine parent can truly heal our chintakulam, mental distress. 2. Mental detox. Handing over our worries to Muruga isn't a sign of weakness, it's the ultimate strategy for mental clarity. When he takes over, anxiety has no place to stay.
That's so comforting, Vedant. Next time I'm stressed about work or life, I'm just going to tell Muruga, you're my mom and dad, you deal with this.
Honestly, that's the best way to live. Once you let go, he takes care of the rest. See you tomorrow for verse 48.